Listening on for more on the drought, we're joined by the Nationals Deputy Leader and Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby Joyce, you've heard there some of the people out here in Longreach who are thinking about what happens when this drought comes to an end. Do you agree that that new models need to be found?
Well, Michael, the first thing that you have to do is hope that it rains. Obviously, if it doesn't rain, and it will rain, it always does rain, but if it didn't rain, then it's very hard to think of any model that works without you turning off cattle or turning off sheep or, in closer in country, turning off crops. This is a drought that is from Walgett up to the Gulf, and what we've first got to do is hope and pray that it'll blow through October, but we hope it rains through November. We try to support people to make sure that they're there when it does rain, and it will rain. We've lent out about 729 loan facilities out there, and I hear what you're saying there, but the fact is we are trying to make sure that people have it, because they have debt, that they've got a competitive rate if they're not using it to compete with. We've got money that's available for people who just need to keep money on the table, and that is our farm household allowance. About 4,500 claims have been granted, and there's about 4,400 people receiving payment at the moment. We're making sure that further stimulus money turns up, and some of those issues have been talked about this morning, such as the dog problem. We've got $35 million in stimulus and $25 million in pest control money that is available. $10 million is now available for the state to proceed with the applications that are coming in. There's about $45 million worth of applications just for pest control, and predominantly in dog fences that have come in, so that money is rolling out. We've already started our stimulus programs around the Ballon and the Baloo to just get a little bit of things going in those shires. But nothing ever fixes a drought. I mean, the only thing that fixes a drought
is rain. And as you've heard, the problems are what you do when the rains do come, because that presents a huge problem for restocking, and people have to get more debt. And what do you think of the merits of this idea of sort of looking at different ways of financing, getting different sorts of investment models, options on the table?
We have drought recovery loans now, and we've got 25 that have been lent out at 2.71%. It's the cheapest money you're going to get. That is, if you can find a model that's better than that, then good luck to you. But it, obviously, there has to be the capacity when the time comes to get stock back in, to get some, you know, get some ewes back in, to get some breeders back in. But then, of course, it doesn't rain calves and it doesn't rain bales of wool. You've got to wait till you can, over a period of time, as you build up your numbers and get your feet back on the ground. Droughts are always incredibly financially tough and incredibly mentally draining, because you're relying on nature, you're relying on, I don't know, God to somehow bring the ultimate cure to it, which is rain. And we in the north, you're not going to get much in October, but if we can get an early break in November, then that's a start. Now, if it doesn't rain, you're forced into a different business plan. And if it's tourism, well, you've got to find the reason for people to come out. If it's internodal transport, then you've got to start connecting the dots up between the larger population centres, and hoping that you as a place where people go through collects a form of commerce that way. But it's a tough game, and then we've got to make sure that for the future we're better prepared for drought. That's why we've got $800,000 farm management bonds coming through. That's why we've got 100% write-off for water reticulation, because the one thing you can do during a drought is build dams, because you've got all the dry country in the world.
You heard James there talking about innovation, and that's clearly something that people are looking to do, but it's pretty hard when you can't get proper download speeds, isn't it?
We have a massive program currently with the NBN rolling out. We've just put up a satellite the other day, which was about $500-600 million worth of satellite. This is now going through its trial period of linking up to those remote areas. We've got wireless going in. There is further capacity for, as this NBN rolls out, for people to be online. But it's got to be online out west in a form that's advantageous to being online inside. There has to be some relationship between the area and the business, because otherwise they'll put the business closer to the coast.
So how can these smaller towns, these outback towns then, ensure their long-term sustainability?
Well, you can get it. You can be sustainable. You're sustainable once you get the commerce that turns around. It will rain, Michael, and when it does rain, you've got record prices in cattle. You got to turn around the wool market. You got record. We've had record prices in meat cheap, and I'm selling some today. You've got the capacity to be a lot closer to the northern markets, which have now a wallet to actually buy a product with. I wouldn't be throwing out the complete business plan process, because ultimately the people now who are managing to load cattle up in Broome and up in the Kimberley are making an absolute killing. They're making more money than they made before, and that is the best business plan. Get a better return through the farm gate by the sale of the farm product, and that money will flow into the towns and stimulate the economy there. But of course, it requires one vital element: water.
Okay, Barnaby Joyce, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good on you, Michael.